Blog Talk Radio.
Toto, I've a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are one, this is definitely the place for you. I'm your host, Betty Jo Tucker, and I don't mind admitting I feel very excited today because we'll be talking with actor Joey Naber about the 2006 Academy Award-winning short film, West Bank Story. I absolutely love this movie. It's a fun musical comedy focusing on the relationship between two rival food stands in, of all places, the West Bank. With a humorous nod to West Side Story, it features lively musical numbers while telling a love story about a Palestinian cashier and an Israeli soldier. Joey plays Ahmed, the angry brother of the beautiful cashier, and I was totally bowled over by the energy and flair he brought to his performance. Now, let's see if we can get Joey on the line. Hi, Joey. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters. We'll try again. I think Blog Talk Radio has been having quite a few technical difficulties today. So let's try again.
Hey, Betty, I think I got him.
Do you have Joey on?
Are you there, Joey?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm so glad, Joey. That's our wonderful Nikki Starr, who is has just been a lifesaver here with the technical difficulties that we've been having. I wonder if my introduction, my spirited introduction of you, actually went on over the air.
Yes, it was great.
Oh,
terrific.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Nikki. Hi. Hi, Joey.
Hello.
It's such a pleasure to have you as a guest.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, I just, as I mentioned in my introduction, I'm just very, very excited that you could be here today. What was the biggest challenge you faced in playing Ahmed?
Well, I would have to say it was all the rehearsals that had to go along with the role, which was months of rehearsals of dancing and singing, you know, something I'm not really used to doing.
Well, yeah. I couldn't tell that. I mean, you did it so well. But I know how grueling that can be because at one time I belonged to a musical comedy troupe.
Oh.
And we just worked so hard to make sure that all the numbers were as perfect as we could get them. So I certainly empathize with what you went through, but I'll bet it was a lot of fun anyway.
Oh, it was a blast.
What did you enjoy the most? Well, and I guess I should say, and the least about working on this wonderful movie.
Well, the least enjoyable moment was probably knowing that it was going to be an end day. So I guess the last day of shooting was probably the least enjoyable moment.
You probably got very well acquainted with your fellow cast members and the director.
Absolutely. You know, we're one big happy family now. We all keep in touch, and, you know, we just knew there was going to be an end to it, and, you know, it was a sad moment, but it was a lot of fun working on the show.
You probably were so happy with the result in terms of how the movie turned out, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the director, Ari Sandell, didn't really, you know, we had a script, obviously, we kind of knew the story, but had no idea how he was going to really put it all together, and he just did an amazing job, you know, with just a great inspirational message throughout the film. So we were very excited to see it, absolutely.
Did he write the musical numbers?
No, he did not write. Well, you know what? I take that back. I think that he was involved in writing the lyrics to a lot of the musical numbers. But as far as the music itself, no, I don't believe he wrote the music. I think they got some professional people to really write the music, and they were amazing.
The way they fit in, the lyrics fit in, and the music fit into the story of the film. I thought it was just amazing.
Yeah.
But going back to those musical numbers, how long did you have to rehearse them?
Oh, boy. Few months. There was a lot, and there were a lot more rehearsal numbers, I mean, a lot more musical numbers that weren't even in the film that we actually shot.
Well, maybe you can do a sequel and include those.
Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to convince them to make it a feature.
I'd love. Oh, that's right. That's right. We could just extend it and have it a feature-length production.
I agree. There's a lot more to tell.
Absolutely, because the characters, even in, what was it, 20 minutes long?
Yeah, it was about 20, 22 minutes long.
You still got to, which I thought was just incredible, that I cared so much about the characters.
Yeah, well, I think the first cut, if I remember right, I think he told us that the first cut of the film was almost an hour long, so he had to cut a lot of musical numbers and a lot of things just to make it a short. I mean, it was always going to be a short film, but they had shot so much footage that, I think it could easily be a feature.
I think so, too. Maybe we'll see it up for a full-length Oscar sometime in the future. But were you surprised when the film won an Oscar?
Realistically, I was shocked when we got it, honestly, because even if you think you're ready for something like that, for them to, you know, say the name of the film, you know, in the same sentence of Oscar, we were all blown away. So, yeah, I think that we didn't expect the Oscar nomination, obviously, but we did expect it to do well because of the story and because of how well it was done, and it really got a lot of attention from film festivals, and it's won a lot of film festivals, and it went to Sundance, and we got to go to Dubai for the film festival there. So after that, we knew that it had a good shot, but never did it in a million years did we actually think we'd get an Academy Award for the film. You know,
it certainly didn't surprise me that it won, and you would have laughed if you'd been at our house, because when it was announced that it won, I stood up and cheered, because I'm the world's most avid movie musical fan, so anytime a musical can receive the recognition it deserves, I'm really a happy camper. But I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about you personally. When and why did you decide to become an actor?
You know, I've always been like the black sheep of the family, the one that kind of stood out, who always wanted to be, you know, the center of attention. But as far as an actor goes, you know, I kind of fell into it. When I was in, and in my day, it was still elementary school, the sixth grade, they passed out a little flyer or a little piece of paper that allowed us to choose an elective for our junior high class next year. And the two that they gave us the choices were music or drama. And I never really was into music as far as playing an instrument or anything, and I really didn't know what drama was. I had a feeling it had to do with acting or television, but I chose it, and I kind of fell into it since then. So ever since, I would say, the seventh grade, I knew, once I was in that first day of drama class, I knew that that's exactly what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you did. You've had a chance to work with so many high-powered actors, all the various films that you've been in. For example, you were with Debbie Reynolds in Mother. You were in Three Kings. I mean, I could go on and on about your experience, not only in films but on TV. But do you have some actors that are your role models that inspire you?
One that comes to mind is probably John Travolta. Because, you know,
good choice.
Yeah. Here's an actor who, you know, made his claim when he was younger on an old sitcom, Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, yes, that's when I first saw him.
Yeah, and, you know, and since then he's done, you know, a few films like Grease, the musical, and so forth. And, you know, the musical thing really doesn't even tie in here because, I mean, my reason, I would say, is probably because here's an actor who really worked hard and kind of probably got a little typecast, so it was hard for him to find work for many, many years. And here comes an independent film, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yes.
Long, that pretty much gave him another opportunity to showcase himself, and he did quite well, and I think that's probably what made him what he is today.
Well, we'll get to see him on Friday in a musical.
Yeah,
in Hairspray. I'm just
great.
Champing at the bit. Have you seen it yet?
No, not yet. I plan on it, though. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to be probably the first one in line for that one. Well, you have definitely chosen an excellent role model.
Musicals seem to be the thing now.
What's next for you?
I'm starting to direct more myself. I love to direct and produce. I've produced in the past, and right now I'm focusing on, I did a short film that I directed. It's totally away from comedy. It's not even a comedy. It's a drama that I directed, and it's called Final Resolve. At least that's the working title right now. But we finished it, and we're in the last stages of doing our sound and our final edits, and I'm really excited about that. That'll be a festival piece.
Well, great. I wish you a lot of success with that. And
thank you. Thanks.
I was wondering what's the most important thing you'd like our listeners to know about you and about West Bank Story?
As far as West Bank Story, unfortunately, it's not really easy to see the film. Well, actually, it is easy now to see the film because you can go on iTunes and even download it nowadays.
Great.
Or you can go to westbankstory.com and order a DVD from the site.
I encourage our listeners to do that.
It really is a fun film. It really is a fun film. I don't even get tired of watching it, and I don't like usually watching myself on film.
But that one's special. Well, I've certainly enjoyed it, and I encourage our listeners to try to catch the DVD, and they'll see why I'm so impressed with you as an actor.
Thanks.
Now, we don't have much time left, about 40 seconds.
Okay.
But I'm so thankful that you found time to visit Movie Attic headquarters today.
Oh, absolutely.
Joey.
Yeah, I appreciate the time.
It's been great having you on the show, and best wishes for your upcoming projects. Please keep me posted.
Absolutely, I will. Thank
great.
You so much, Betty.
You're welcome.
All righty.
This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout-out to the terrific folks at Blog Talk Radio for all their support and connection with this show. Thanks again to Joey Neighbor for sharing his time with us and to everyone who listened today. Come back next week when John P. McCarthy, the film critic who does all the little man-in-the-chair reviews, will be with me to rant and rave about Hairspray. Goodbye for now, Blog Talk Radio.